Here we go, Mary. We're going old school. Write your thoughts down on a piece of paper.
No, I'm okay.
I know you're okay, Mary, but write your thoughts down on a piece of paper so that I can move over here because the audio does not like it.
It's fine.
No, it's not fine.
It's fine.
No, tell you the time.
Because then I'm going to start shuffling the paper. I can't do paper.
No, it just stays on the desk.
I need to hold something. Okay. I am a holder.
You're a
so
holder.
Do you want me to do this? Or do you want me to do this? This? Or this?
I want you to hold the phone,
paper?
Mary. But I need you to hold it further away from Zoomer so he doesn't get angry because it buzzes in my ear.
That's why I moved him over here.
Okay, you move him over here.
Hello, and welcome to the Homestay Kitchen with me, Mary Chan, and Aaron Eastman. This is a podcast where we serve up stories of being a homestay family, the ups and downs of making a connection with international homestay students. We'll bring a plateful of stories, ideas, interviews, and hopefully dish up some anecdotes to share with our community. It's the end of 2018, and like everyone else, Aaron and myself, we reflect on new beginnings, growth, health, and some soul-satisfying decisions that were made in the past year. We also awaken our appreciation for our relationships, such as to our family, to each other, and of course, our students. We get tuned in on how these partnerships are ever expanding our lives for the better. So, thank you. Thank you for listening, subscribing to the show, and hopefully laughing along with us. We've got some ideas for next year already, but remember, if you have any show ideas, questions, or stories to share, email us at homestaykitchen@gmail.com. That's also a great way to connect if you want to be on the show. We'd love to have you. So happy new year to you. Whether you are a homestay parent or a student, here's to an adventurous, fearless, and nurturing 2019.
Okay, let's start. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Erin.
That was a bit ridiculous. Okay.
This is the end of the year.
It's the end of the year.
It's time to reflect back on what happened. And firstly, maybe about our students.
Oh, good. We like our students.
Yeah. Even the ones that I don't get along with.
We're happy that we have other students. Okay.
Well, I only had two students this year.
Okay.
Mainly because of my eczema.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it would be too much work to deal with separate dishes for me and
but
all this stuff.
Upon reflection.
It is doable upon
it's doable.
Reflection.
Okay.
In the new year, I'll be better with that. Plus, the eczema is getting better.
It's getting better.
I haven't scratched one bit since I've been here.
I know. I haven't had to do the thing, the nonverbal, hey, you stop that, but I do for you. And you're going to start with your sister's student in the new year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's in February, I believe.
Okay.
I think this past year has been a learning experience. So with the student that she told me who she didn't like kids, That was totally fine because I wanted to make sure that she was happy too and that we were happy. So it's just all about now when I talk to any homestay coordinator to make sure that we get a student that will like children because Kira will be playing with them.
And so after that experience, you had another student.
Yeah, and not long after that student too. And with that same coordinator, and I asked her to make sure that the student we get likes kids, and she did.
Mm-hmm.
And this little girl of mine was so attached to this next student, even though the student was only here for 3 weeks. They had such a bond. They played together every evening. They played games and had dance parties. And when it was time to go, the student had bought a little stuffed giraffe for her sister as a souvenir, And Kira was playing with it every now and then, even because the student said it was okay. Before she left, she bought Kira her own little stuffed giraffe.
That's lovely.
And when we dropped her off at the school in the morning to say goodbye, Kira was so sad and so forlorn that she kept saying that when she grows older, she's going to go to Japan and visit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got home and she was still so sad. And I said, where's your giraffe? Where's your stuffed giraffe? And she said, upstairs on her bed. So we went upstairs on her bed and she grabbed the giraffe and she laid on her bed and she snuggled and she was so sad. Mm-hmm. And so we had to make sure we had a break for a while and not have another student come in right away so that Kira had some grieving time. She needed to make sure that she had some time to let go of her feelings. Mm-hmm. And so I think after that, we just let the lapse go for too long and then we haven't had a student since.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Usually we take about a month or two of a break and then have another student. But then we just decided not to this time around because she was so sad. And I wasn't ready for her to have another student almost replace the other one. So, but now she's, you know, older. Maybe she'll not be as attached. I don't know. How do your kids deal with that?
My kids, well, that's a good question because they bond deeply.
And you have long-term students. So they even bond even deeper than the three-week student that I had.
They think of our students as sisters.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter gave a poster presentation and we talked about that. And it was, you know, about their family. She wrote, you know, we celebrate Chinese New Year with my international sisters.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they think of our students. It's as an international family. We did this year say goodbye to our Thai student Pine, and that was difficult. She did come back because she graduated from high school. She had a January graduation, but she came back in May. And first of all, to visit our family, she brought her mother and her brother, and she visited with us, which was lovely. And then she came back again and to celebrate graduation with the rest of her high school students as they were graduating.
Yeah.
And so we saw her again. That was nice.
Yeah.
For the kids as well to see her. They do miss her and talk about her. And every time we drive by the high school where she attended, it's where our kids, our current students still go. It's where my husband and I go and so, or went. And they talk about that, right? Like, look, it's a high school where mommy went and daddy went and Jenny and Yoko and Pine.
Yeah. And soon, in a few more years.
Yeah, exactly. So who knows? But yeah, they are thought of as sisters in our family. So they do bond deeply, but they do know that she's still out there. And I don't know how to speak to that other than she's not gone. They're not gone.
Right.
They are.
Yeah. And I think that's
still
something
here.
That Kira wasn't, she wasn't able to process is that when they're gone, where did they go? Like, where is she?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's just back home in Japan.
Mm-hmm. And having said that, I mean, I guess we could video call her. We haven't. And I think we should be doing maybe more of that or try to do more of that. But she is studying very hard. She's, you know, in dental school and
it's hard with the
time difference and stuff like that and trying to be respectful of that. But we could do more of that.
Yeah. I usually
with
just
the kids.
Have messages, but even we the
do
messages are few and far between, especially when, you know, life gets in the way and they have their life and we have our life. And yeah, we don't send out as many messages and pictures as we would like with our students.
But we did welcome Yoko.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's almost been a whole year now.
Yeah.
And we still have Jenny, and that's so long-term students for us, right? So
did you have any big challenges this year with students or situations that happened?
With situations other than just dealing with what we talked about with the in previous episodes with the summer school. Right?
Advocating for your student episode.
For our students. Nothing that I felt we couldn't handle with the support of our homestay coordinator. There are instances probably, you know, where my students were sick and, you know, have to go to the doctor or one of them got hurt and just have, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Nothing
major.
Nothing too major.
Smooth sailing.
Mm-hmm.
What's one of your best highlights or memory from the year with your students?
Well, there's a funny one. And there was a time when my daughter she likes to role play that she's Candy the cat.
Okay.
And she's been a cat since she was an infant. My husband would come home from work, and this is since she was like a 1-year-old. She'd be like, meow, meow. You know, asking for milk as a baby by meowing.
Okay.
And he'd be like, how long has Fiona been a cat for? Like, I haven't heard her speak. I'm like, I don't know. Right? So this has been going on for a long time. And then she named herself Candy the Cat. She's seven now. We were at my son's baseball game, and Yoko and Jenny, and they were playing with the girls and asked if it was okay if they let them climb the tree. I was like, yeah, that's fine. Like, my kids climb trees all the time. Yeah, no problem. Well, the little thing got stuck up the tree.
Because she's a cat. Of course she'd get stuck on the tree.
And she got stuck up really high. We're there to watch my son's baseball game. So they come running down to me. Oh, she's stuck up the tree. And I was like, okay, well, is she crying? And they're like, no. And I'm like, okay, because that will determine how fast I run to her.
Uh-huh. Yep.
You know, like I'm just so seasoned as a mom.
Yep.
So, yeah. So she's not crying. So I'm walking because she's up a great big hill. This is why I'm asking if she's crying. And so we get up to her and they've got her down to the lowest possible branch that she can get to. And she's still really high up this tree, mm-hmm. and they can't reach her. And she's on a hill. I'm evaluating our three-ring circus act performance. Like if between Jenny, Yoko, and I, if we stand on each other's shoulders somehow on this hill, can we reach her to get her down? Like I'm actually evaluating the situation, if that's a possibility, or do we call a firefighter to get my Candy the cat out of the tree? When this beautiful woman comes walking down the path, and she's like, did you want my ladder? Because we're in a park, like a, you know, where kids play baseball. Yeah. And I was like, actually, I really do. So her house, you know, neighbors this park. And she brings me right into her backyard, helps me get her ladder, and shows me where it is for next time because she knows that I'm going to need it. And we get the kid out of the tree. But she was really, really stuck up that tree. Like, there was no way we could get her down. And
the ladder worked.
The ladder worked. But yeah, Candy the cat got stuck up the tree.
Did Candy the cat get stuck up the tree ever again?
No. She learned her lesson. Not stuck up that tree. But that was our challenging situation. And, you know, we laugh about it. But, you know, the girls felt kind of terrible. Like, oh my God, we got your child stuck up the tree. And I was like, no, I said she could climb it. You had nothing to do with it. Like, yeah. It was all on me. But...
She just kept climbing. She kept climbing. And
part of being a cat is knowing how to get down a tree. That's her next lesson. But yeah, that was our challenging situation when Candy the cat got stuck up the tree. But, you know, our highlight was, and I talked about it, I think, when we had Yoko on, was when we went on that family getaway to beach Parksville. Because had we known with summer school that we were not going to see our girls very much, because they were just studying so hard, I was so grateful that we got away to the beach together, all together. Because, you know, Blake and I were like, oh, you and I should just go away for our wedding anniversary. Just the two of us was the plan. And then it was like, oh, but this place that we're renting has like, I don't know, five bedrooms or all. It was wonderful and big. And like, oh, let's just take all the kids then.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be. And we played on the beach and Yoko had introduced us to Ponyo. And we realized that our youngest is Ponyo.
And so you have a cat and a fish.
Who runs like a chicken. We played like football on the beach and introduced the girls to crib and went and saw goats on a roof in Coombs and ice cream and went hiking. And Blake taught everybody how to throw rocks, like skip rocks
in the water.
His special talent. And so they did that. And, you know, it's just a really beautiful time to get away. We had extra time and it was a beautiful weekend. And so we were really grateful for that. Yeah. And then we came home and that was when our Thai student came home for her graduation. And so we had time with her and she stayed for an extended time and slept here. So we had like all three girls here. So we had all of our girls back together for a time and that was really magical. Like we just do things, you know, we just make it happen.
You do. Because I'm thinking that's a lot of people to have in the house.
Yeah, it was. But you make it happen. It's family. You make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep, for sure.
So we saw some more of her friends again. And I don't know. It was nice. It was really good. And then that's straight into baseball season and a road trip to Manitoba. And like, it just keeps going on and on. And then you and I, we started talking about our podcast. But right before then, my youngest donated her hair to cancer.
Oh,
you remember that? Violet, she cut off 8 inches. She'd never had a haircut before. And she wanted a haircut. And I was like, oh, honey, mommy doesn't know. She can let go of your hair. It's down to your bum.
She wanted her hair cut like her sister. And I said, well, if you're going to cut your hair, then I think you need to do it for a good cause. And I explained to her about Wigs for Kids BC. And she was like, yeah, I'm doing it. And she raised just under $600.
Wow.
In a week.
And in a week?
In a week, and donated 8 inches of hair for Wigs for Kids. And this is the thing, Mary. She wants to do it again. She's like, I want to do it again, Mom. I'm like, okay, well, it might take another 4 years for you to grow that much hair. Right around then, we launched our podcast.
Around the same time? Oh, man.
Yeah.
I had launched a business. Mm-hmm. Well, I had lost my job earlier in the year, at the beginning of the right. year. And being downsized from the radio industry.
Which happened to me. I know all about that.
I still wanted to do audio because I had made commercials. And I played with audio since I was in high school. This was something that I wanted to do, was to work with audio. And the thought of having to do a typical 9-to-5 job or go into an office space or work in a cubicle, or I even thought like being a cashier at a grocery store just to make ends meet or whatever, right? Like I just didn't want to do that. And so I thought, I listen to podcasts. I like podcasts. I should try and help people make podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So I launched my business. And then I also thought, well, I like podcasts. I should probably have my own.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's such a good idea, Mary.
And so I started coming up with these ideas of the podcast and all about, again, the same topic, the homestay, being a homestay family to international students. And you had come over to visit me.
Yes, and I visit you often.
And and we were talking about our students, yes. I guess. Yeah. And then later that night, I just thought, why not have Erin be part of the podcast? She would make a great co-host. So I just randomly texted you one evening.
Oh, you're so kind.
I was like, the podcast should just be the stories that we tell each other and help other people too. Because the stories that we tell each other, I sometimes relay to my sister because it's about helping her with her students.
Right.
Or sometimes she would have stories that she'll tell me that I would share with you and then you would have an answer. So I thought like we should just share our knowledge.
Yes.
And so I texted you. Would you want to start a podcast with me, Erin? Send.
Nice. What did I say to that? I don't even know. I'd have to research way too far back in our text chain.
I have a new phone since then, so I don't have the old text messages. Okay. I just remember that you said that you needed to talk to Blake first, or you did talk to Blake.
Oh, did I? I was like, oh my gosh, she wants me to. Oh my God. I probably felt like really kind of shy about it, maybe. Did I?
Did I?
Would I have something to say?
Mm-hmm. You would always have something to say.
Do I have things to say? I probably just don't have confidence in myself.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing too. Mm-hmm. Like when we both worked in radio, we were never the on-air personalities.
Never the on-air. We were always behind the scenes, like always. Writing what people would say.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you say this and
you did the writing, other people did the speaking, and I was the one that helped record it and put it all together.
Oh yeah.
Like we helped
did stuff behind. So you're like, oh, you want me to do that? Okay. Yep.
Yeah. But I think Blake was the one that encouraged you, from what I remember.
Mm-hmm.
He said that we would make a good team.
Yeah.
I think that was one of the main things. And I was like, well, we already make a good team.
We do.
So why not make a good team for making a podcast? Okay.
We can do it. Yeah. Just need someone to give us just a little bit of encouragement. He encouraged, right?
Mm-hmm. That all happened. All because, and also, I am coming up to my 2-year anniversary of being literally run over by a car.
Yes. And so initially, that was the thing. Initially, when you asked me to do it, I was like, because I was visiting you often.
Mm-hmm, because I was usually stuck at home.
And I was like, I want to do this to support Mary, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because
you were
literally run over by a car.
I can laugh about it now. It's okay.
But I will definitely do this to support Mary because I think I was worried about you. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I will do this to support me. But I don't know how much of it I believed in myself. Mm-hmm. Do it for you.
Yep. But then you started.
But then I started and it's so much fun.
See?
There you go. Would be fun. So I did it to believe in you and you did it to believe in me, I think, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a little give and take process. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm glad you came on with me.
Oh, thank you.
Because it's always more fun with a friend.
Agreed. It would be hard to talk to yourself, I think. Although I do talk to myself a lot in my car. As Yoko can tell you, she's like, oh my goodness. So yeah.
Once you left radio.
Yeah.
And you were downsized.
Yeah.
We didn't talk as much.
Well, you were busy working.
I was busy working. But then I had my daughter 3 years ago. Yeah. And you really became my person. Mm-hmm. And helped me guide me through all of that and support me through all of that, which I loved and I really appreciated. And I don't know if you know how much I really appreciated that. Mm-hmm. You're going to make me cry.
Oh, I don't mean to. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry.
And it's hard to make me cry.
I know, it's hard to make the Chan cry. Yeah.
But then, yeah, 2 years ago when my daughter was only, was she even a year and a half yet at that point? No,
she was little.
Yeah, she was only like 16 months or something. Mm-hmm. And I was coming home from work one day riding my bike. And I was at a complete stop. And somebody had run me over mm-hmm. and kept going. And I sometimes think back now. It's like it was a sign. It had to be a sign of some sort to move me into the direction where I am now. Because no bones were broken. Nothing. I am walking now. I didn't have to be stuck in bed for a sustained long period of time. I was able to get up and out of bed eventually. And I was able to do all my rehab, which I'm still doing now. But like, I feel really good in my space. Mm-hmm. Like I was, because of that accident, and I couldn't go back to work, but I was planning on going back to work, mm-hmm. but then I got downsized, mm-hmm. and I just feel like at this point, a lot of weight has been lifted off my shoulder mm-hmm. because I don't have that pressure of going back to work. This is now my work, where I am editing podcasts and doing voiceovers and teaching people about audio. That's a lot more fun. And it is a lot more freeing because radio was very time pressure. Like there was always a commercial that needed to go on the air the next day and I had to get the sound effects and the music and the voice and figure out where that voice was going to come from and coordinate all of this. It was just a lot of pressure. And it's nice to know that I have a bit more freedom in my life now. And I can do fun things like this and see you on a weekly basis mm-hmm. rather than the, oh, when are we going to see each other next? When we were both, you know, doing our thing and having our separate lives and stuff. But now we get to hang out more and we get to share our stories and we get to talk about our lives and how we can integrate our lives with other people's lives, like our students and all this sort of stuff. And I think that's where I would rather be mm-hmm. than going back to the 9-to-5 grind, I suppose.
And it's a super creative way too. Like our processes, like we're seeing each other and we're also being super creative, which our relationship has always been like, whether it's sewing or it's knitting or
yeah.
it's like we're creating things too. Mm. Yeah.
It's all about mm-hmm. creating things and using our brains, mm-hmm. which was tough for me in the beginning because yeah. I did have a bleed in my brain, a hemorrhage. Mm-hmm.
Cognitive.
And yeah. I had a lot of cognitive therapy and I went through all of that. And part of this process of creating this podcast was, could I even do it? Mm-hmm. And yeah, like I've still got some rehab to do, yeah. but like I have some memory problems yeah. or sometimes I have word finding issues. So when I'm speaking, I'm always thinking in my head, what's the next word going to be? Or I can't figure out what that word I want to say is. But that's a great thing about podcasting. I can edit that stuff out.
I felt bad about it when I was listening to our last episode when I was doing the show notes about board games with the crib and the math, and I was giving you a hard time, and I was like, oh, right, no, that's from her accident. Erin, be nicer. Because I had forgotten. Because you've come so far. And I was like, oh my God, you're being so mean with her. But the Moby and the crib, like, come on, Mary, just play crib.
I'm like, oh my God, can't do the math.
She can't do the math, Erin, be nice.
Well, I didn't like the math pre-accident. I know. And I really don't like the math now.
No, post-accident. I know. So I apologize, Mary. Because I had forgotten when we were doing the episode, because we're just doing things so fast. Yep. Like, we were going game. And I was like, oh my God, Erin, how insensitive. I went That's to go okay. listen back.
That's okay.
No.
I'm sorry. At a point now where I'm trying to challenge my mm-hmm. brain to do more, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to, like, adding the podcast to my daily routine, mm-hmm. weekly routine, and having clients for my job, my actual job now, where I work from home, and adding more and more things to my plate is beneficial. So you challenging me on some math problems is not a bad thing. Bad.
I know. But no, you're doing so amazing. Like, when I think back to where you were a year ago, or to just even be able to sit and
have a conversation
tough. Or we would, like, I would come to your house because we couldn't go to a coffee shop.
Yeah, no, I could not deal with the noise and the light. I had a lot of, mm-hmm. I had a big concussion mm-hmm. out of all of that. So I had a lot of concussion symptoms for quite a while. Mm-hmm.
But now you can actually sit in front of a computer. You can look at the screen. You can.
Yeah, for a sustained yeah. period mm-hmm. of time. Like, I still have to get up and have breaks and things like mm-hmm. that. But I can have a bit of a life now, which is
But
nice.
You can do some, yeah, like.
Yeah. And still fit it into my rehab routines. Like, mm-hmm. I still go to physio and mm-hmm. chiro mm-hmm. and acupuncture and cognitive therapy and all the things.
All the things. So, you're so busy.
Yeah. Amazing. But yeah, it's been quite the year. I never really realized how far I've come until you think back and have that year to reflect. And even with students, I remember having my first student after my accident. So it was only like a couple months after the accident. And I thought, no, I can do this. And we agreed to have a student. And it was totally fine. It all went well. But I think it was more concerning for the student than it was for me, because I still had a cane at that point. Mm-hmm. And she kept asking me if I was okay and can I help with anything? And I was like, no, you're not to worry about me.
Mm-hmm.
You are to have fun and go and experience Canada and do all the fun things here. And I'm the one who's supposed to worry about you. Mm-hmm. But I don't know in hindsight if it was bad. It was just a different experience. But we also had a great connection, because mm-hmm. she was the student that I helped with the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, she's texting me and asking about my health and my family and all mm-hmm. that sort of stuff. So we still talk and we have that.
Mm-hmm. That bond
over my accident.
Right.
And then I had another student where she was the older student. I think she was the senior, 65,
mm-hmm.
70. And her husband had back surgery mm-hmm. not too long ago. So we bonded over that too, right? Mm-hmm. Because I didn't have my cane at that point, but I was still having quite a bit of back pain. And so we bonded over back pain. Mm-hmm. So even if you go through life events like that, it's still something that you can bond over Absolutely. Students with.
Yeah.
Been an interesting year.
It'll be interesting to see what next year brings us.
Yes. What do you think next year will bring us?
Well, new stories for sure.
Yes.
New experiences, because we'll each have new students.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking ahead a bit, Yoko's leaving in the new year. Yeah. And when does Jenny go?
Well, she will go to university, right? Mm-hmm. So I know she has, her dream is McGill, and we've talked about it. I was like, I just wish that, you know, you could go to university closer to here. And she says, I wish McGill was here. And I was like, yes, that's what I should be dreaming for. I should dream that McGill is here.
McGill's in Montreal.
Yeah, it's like losing a daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you feel that having students is prepping you for your own children's growth. You get some time, though, with your own kids. You get lots of time. Because I remember I had that question once asked to me. I was out with some friends, and then I said, oh, we'll probably have to leave early because we need to go home to make dinner for our student.
Yeah.
And we didn't have Kira at the time. This was years ago. Somebody had said to me, oh, do you have a student so that you could prep and learn
when
you
have your own kids?
Yeah. It's like, I never thought of it that way. That was never my intent.
But that's a nice side benefit.
Yeah.
We realized that we need to teach Jenny how to cook for herself for like when she, because she's going to university, yeah. Like she will probably live in a dormitory or residence of some kind, maybe the first year, but she obviously knows how to cook some things, but we're like, okay, so we're like cook like we do, like buy meat on sale. You need to know how to cook like, you know, a chicken dish or a pork dish or a you know, something like you could on a, you know, frying pan and a hot plate or, you know,
yeah, like it's going to be harder,
but something so that she doesn't just eat, you know, like 7-Eleven
microwave,
you know, like healthy foods. We're working on that over Christmas break with her. And now too, she made meatballs the other night and it was so delicious. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about, do you have any goals for the podcast? Topics, people we can interview.
Well, yeah.
What are your dreams?
Get some more guests on the podcast. I'd like, encourage more discussion.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be good. I'd like people to email us their stories or, listeners. I like that. We want to hear from people.
But yeah, it's been quite the year. We are 12 episodes in. We have a lot more to go for. It will be an exciting year. We'll make some plans.
We'll plan.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Homestay Kitchen, hosted by Mary Chan and Aaron Eastman. Produced by me, Mary Chan of Organized Sound Productions. Web and show notes by Aaron Eastman. Like what you're hearing? Write us a review wherever you listen. Or drop us an email at homestaykitchen@gmail.com. We would really appreciate it. For more information on this episode, visit homestaykitchen.com. And when you're ready to dish up your stories, connect with us on Instagram @homestaykitchen or on Facebook. Thanks for joining us.